right, so coming up next is one of my coaches, and she'll flat out tell you no clutter. She, if you're doing something that she doesn't understand or it doesn't make sense or just does not add up, she will definitely tell you, I don't think so. How about we rethink this? And this is why I will follow this woman anywhere, because I know she's going to tell it to me in the real way. And now she's about to tell it to you. Welcome. NJ, what's happening?
Hi. Hello, everyone. Oh,
what's
hi,
going
Anne.
On?
Oh, hello. How about that?
What's going on with you?
Not too much. I'm like, oh, my light here is a little busted. We'll see. That's a little worse. Sorry. We're professionals. We're professionals here. It's fine. It's fine. We're professionals. You know what my shirt says? What would Dolly do? She would just be like, we're good.
I love that shirt.
Thank you.
Where
I got
did you
it.
Get that shirt?
This is from Draper James, which is a store in Nashville. It is owned by Reese Witherspoon. And it's this cute little boutique that is somewhere, I don't know, around by the donut place that has like the Cronut donut that is like super famous that everyone goes to.
Right.
So you can go get the Cronut donut, the Five Daughters Bakery, I think it's called. And then right down the road is Draper James, where you can get your Dolly gear.
But I'd have to get my Dolly gear a size bigger after eating all the donuts.
Just have one, right? Just in moderation.
See what you're doing to me? Okay, you're a coach. I've already said that. You're also an entrepreneur. You're a mom. You know, how are you balancing all that? And you're not just a coach. You're not coaching, you know, Little League or Girl Scouts. You're coaching crazy entrepreneurs like me and trying to keep us on track. So how are you balancing all of that?
I don't. That's the honest answer is I don't. And the reason why I don't balance at all is because in order for something to be balanced, look at this, my microphone is like halfway in, halfway out. In order for something to be balanced, it automatically implies that it is equitable, that it is evenly weighted, and that the weight is evenly distributed, right? Like if you think about balance on scales, mm-hmm. like if you're going to mm-hmm. balance something, it automatically implies that something else is not balanced. And so I just take myself completely out of the running. I don't want anything to be balanced ever because it implies that something is out of balance. Something has to give in order for the other to be balanced. So instead, what I recommend that every woman do, every person do, if they want to achieve and perform at a high level, is instead do two things. The first thing that you want to do is be integrated, right? You want to know why you're doing all the things that you're doing and how they all weave and wobble and work together. You want to know how do they integrate? How do you make one thing fold into your life, right? So my friend Sarah Morrison was on here earlier.
Yep, she was on earlier.
She was on earlier. She's got a pile of kids. She's got a couple of dogs.
I didn't know about the dogs.
She's got two dogs. She's got six kids, two dogs, and one husband. And so she'll always say, like, I can only spin so many plates. I can only spin so many plates in the air. Mm-hmm. And what I say instead, and this is top secret, I have never really shared this publicly. And so you guys can get it. I'll tell you.
Okay.
So she says spin plates. I say juggle balls. Right? Like how many balls mm-hmm. can you throw in the air? And if you think about it, you toss a ball up and then it comes back down to you, right? Now, the trick is to juggling balls is not to juggle lots of balls, but to know what kind of balls you're working with. And there mm-hmm. are three types of balls. There All are right. glass balls. What happens if you drop a glass ball?
Shatters.
It shatters, right? And
yeah,
so those
you're
done. Are, yep. They shatter. And so those are your most important things to your life, right? Your family, your close relationships. If you are an entrepreneur, maybe it is like your clients that you're serving at the highest level. It is something that you know that if you take your eye off of it and you let it go and it drops, it shatters, there are immediate and harmful ramifications. Yep. So that's ball type number one.
Mm-hmm.
Ball type number two is a rubber ball. What happens to a rubber ball when you drop it?
It bounces.
It bounces back, and you catch it again, and you toss it again, right? And so your rubber balls are the things that matter to you but aren't, like, mission critical. So I might, for example, I might say, no, honey, I'm sorry, I can't tuck you into bed tonight because I have a client meeting, but I promise you I will be there tomorrow night, and I will lay with you while you fall asleep, and we'll say our prayers and we'll sing our songs. Right? It's, if I do that repeatedly over time, that can become a glass ball. But mm-hmm. I can say no, and I can pick it up and catch it on the next turn. Right?
I'm so totally with that.
That's the second kind of ball. The third type of ball is the one that I, in my observation, it's the hardest for women to really, really, really understand. And that is the hacky sack. What happens
when you kick with your feet?
Yeah, right. Okay. But what happens if a hacky sack hits the ground?
It just goes flat. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything, right?
Right.
It does not shatter. It does not bounce up. It's dead. It's dead, right?
Yep.
And so when it comes to work-life balance and life balance, I am very, very clear about the dead balls that could possibly be in my life, mm-hmm. that if I say no to something, I'm not saying no out of scarcity. I am saying no because it's a dead ball. I don't have the margin to juggle it. I have to be okay with letting it roll away, even if it's something that is a really, 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 really good thing. So a perfect example of this is a few years ago, we were in a brand new faith community, and I was invited by the pastor's wife, which if you've ever been to church, you know what the big deal it is, the pastor's wife.
Right?
She invited me into a year-long mentorship program with her, where it was myself and a handful of other women, where we were going to meet monthly, we were going to have a book club, we were going to have like some time together, there was some homework, all of this stuff. And I said yes, because at the time it was really aligned and it really, really served me, and I was really excited. But then I started working full time and I started traveling full time, and I couldn't make the meetings anymore, and I couldn't keep up with the book reading anymore because I was choosing on Saturday mornings to go to my kids' soccer games instead of going to the church lady Bible study. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened? I gently got kicked out. Just very, very, very graciously. Hey, you signed up for this thing and we love you so much, but it was a year-long thing and you're not reading the books or doing the homework. And so maybe this isn't the best fit for you. Right? And so she was right. It was a great thing. That became a dead ball. And I had to be okay with that being like a dead ball and walking away from it and not feeling shame or embarrassment or carrying something that didn't need to be carried anymore. So when you ask about how I get it all done, I am very, very, very clear as to what balls I am currently juggling. And I am always pruning to look to see what I can take away. So one of my favorite sayings to say is, it's Thursday. What can I quit today?
Okay. Can I steal that?
Please.
I absolutely like that. So you have a podcast show, correct?
I do have a podcast.
And you also have a business. You work with Christian moms. So does the podcast and the business work together? Or are they two separate subjects?
It's all one.
Okay.
So my podcast is called Working Christian Mom. And it is a podcast that helps women thrive in the people, places, and passions that God has given them. Because I was a newer mom and I worked full time, and I searched high and low to find other moms like me who were working, who were loving their family, who were just doing all the things. I didn't fit in because all of my mom friends at church were stay-at-home moms, and I was left feeling less than and left out. So I couldn't find what I wanted, so I made it myself.
So you made it yourself.
I made it myself.
I love you. She's like, so I made it myself. So when is it on? How do they find it? If you're a Christian mom, you want to join? Can you join it? I mean, talk to me.
Yeah, sure. So it's workingchristianmom.com.
Okay.
And I just noticed, like, let's talk about for one hot second about how messy of a last name I have and how I can't ever spell my own name correctly.
I thought, like, I misspelled it.
No, I misspelled it. The story of my life. It says, how do you want to come into the broadcast studio? Like, yes, let's add 7 extra N's to my name today, please. No, that's me. So workingchristianmom.com is where the podcast is. And in full transparency and full honesty, there hasn't been a new episode in a few months, but hashtag I've been a little busy. But the real place to find us right now is the Working Christian Mom Facebook community, where there are over 2,400 other working moms who are active and there and supportive and having conversations. It is a hyper-engaged group. Out of those 2,400 moms, last week 1,700 were active. Like, just crazy. So if you are a working mom of faith and you're like needing some mom friends, come find us.
That is so awesome. Now, before I let you go, we need to talk about, you know, your coaching, because I don't follow just anybody. And I had other coaches before you, and I got, you know, I'm part of 2Comma. We talked about it with Sarah and ClickFunnels and all of that. And I love your style. You have such a style and a way of, you don't beat us over the head with a club, but you definitely let us know when we're going in the right direction. How do you handle the entrepreneurs? Because we're coming in there thinking we're going to take over the world, and you have to guide us back into reality and then push us forward on the right track. How do you handle that?
Well, I like to think of myself as the nicest mean person you'll ever meet. And so really, like, I am like this all the time. Tegan will tell you, like, I am always like this. And I really feel that it is my duty to steer people back to the path that they need to be following, but to do it in a way that doesn't make them feel shame, mm-hmm. Or feel like they're less than or like they're not good enough. I want them to always leave being empowered, to have clarity, and to know what their next right steps are. And so my signature phrase a lot of times is like, I can't co-sign with that. I can't sign off on that. Like, you need to go do this other thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's one of those things where it's people either love me or they hate me. And I just hope that most people love me.
You know, some people that are watching right now from all over the world, I hope, is, you know, they're just getting started on this entrepreneurial journey. They just stepped the toe in the water. They may have been forced to do it because of COVID and their job situation changed, or their brick and mortar situation changed, and now they find themselves being virtual. How would you tell them to get started, you know, to just kind of build their way up to the point where they could come out and hang out with somebody like NJ, who's really going to say, not that, I'm not co-signing with that. Get away from over there. How would you tell them to get started?
What I would do, honestly, like, this is one of my favorite questions, and I'm so glad that you ask. Okay, so we all know the story of David and Goliath, right? We've all heard that fable, Bible story, parable, whatever. Pick your flavor. We've all heard the story, right?
Yep.
David and Goliath. Goliath is this big giant guy. He's going to kill everybody. Everybody in the army is terrified of, like, Goliath, who's about to eat them.
Right.
And then here comes this little, like, scrappy kid, right? And he's like, at first he's like, yeah, I'll defeat you. What are you going to do? Why are you talking this stuff? Like, you're not going to, like, stop saying bad stuff about my homies. I'm going to kill you. And, like, Goliath is like, ha, 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 you're not going to kill me. And everybody in the army is like, he's going to kill you. He's going to kill you. And so they, like, try to put the armor on him, and they try to, like, armor him up before he goes and, like, defeats Goliath. And he says, that doesn't fit. That's not right. That doesn't work for me. That isn't going to work for me to defeat Goliath. And what he says instead is like, I'm going to take these tools that I already know how to use, and I'm going to use those tools, right? I'm going to use these tools and I'm going to use them in a new, fresh way. So what does he do? He takes the slingshot that was in his hand. But what we don't know, right? We know that he takes the slingshot and he pops him in the head, right? And that he does that, and the giant falls, and hip, hip, hooray, that's the end of the story. Yep. But what people don't understand about David is he was never supposed to even be there in the first place. He was supposed to be home with his family. He was the littlest brother. He was the, as some people say, the runt of the litter, the little guy. And his dad had sent him to the army encampment with snacks to give his brothers, right? And so... No, he literally, he was there because he was bringing snacks to his brother. He was bringing cheese and crackers, right? And so the moral of the story here, and what I would tell any entrepreneur that is struggling, is you need to do two things.
Okay.
Number
one. Uh-oh.
One, no, you need to write what was already in your hand. And David's hand was cheese and crackers that he gave to his brothers, a slingshot, and some rocks, right? Mm-hmm. That was the first thing, right? Yep. The second thing I would say to any entrepreneur is don't take yourself out of the running, right? David fully believed that he was going to smash Goliath in the head and defeat him. And I think a lot of times what happens is we disqualify ourselves long before other people disqualify us. And so if we walk into that situation or into that room believing that we're going to slay the giants, we will, and everyone else will believe us.
NJ, you are awesome. I know I have a coaching session with you tomorrow, so I will see you tomorrow. But I want to thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me. I know your schedule is crazy busy, but I thank you. And thanks for coming on International Women's Day Marathon. You are awesome. You rock.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.